WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Barbara Bogave. Charles Thompson IV has gone through a number of name changes in his rock and roll career. When he fronted the highly regarded post-punk band The Pixies, he called himself Black Francis. As The Pixies began to dissolve, he started calling himself Frank Black. Now, after releasing a few solo albums, he's billing himself and his band as Frank Black and the Catholics. Rock critic Ken Tucker reviews their new CD, Dog in the Band.
I'm gonna make my mark, maybe in showbiz, maybe on solid ground. I do not know, but I'm thinking all the time, and I'm saving all my dimes.
Frank Black and the Catholics commenced their new CD with a song called Blast Off, and it really does. After a slow, truculent beginning, lead guitarist Rich Gilbert finds the melody in Black's tuneless vocal, which is in turn picked up by drummer Scott Boutier, and the song is off and running. Here's the song going at full speed. Black has never been much for crooning. He usually gets his best effects from barking out his lyrics. On this new recording, though, he seems to have been listening to some old Rolling Stones records to prepare for his performance. He's adopted Mick Jagger's surly drawl to good effect on a song such as Hermaphroditos Is My Name. One of Black's most fruitful new collaborations is with the keyboardist Eric Drew Feldman, who's played with two of the finest avant-garde rock acts ever, Per Ubu and Captain Beefheart. As part of Frank Black and the Catholics, Feldman often plays atypically playful country rock piano on a song such as Stupid Me.
Stupid me, I deserve it, now I'm standing alone.
You'll notice that the lyrics in any given Frank Black song don't make very much sense, or when they do, as on a goofy Western tune here called Bullet, they're pretty dumb. In his better songs, Black uses words as chunks of metered sound that echo the mood of his melodies. It's the kind of method that keeps him on the fringes of the music world. Black's first band, The Pixies, presaged the grunge rock of Nirvana. His new material, by contrast, is just the opposite, a throwback journey into recent rock and roll history, a clever scavenger's hunt for bits of melody, dissonance, abstraction, and passion that ends up sounding like something brand new and all his own.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. This is Fresh Air.